Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Send
Shabbat
it Shalom.
Shalom. Send Shabbat Shalom. Shalom. Send
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send
Shabbat
it Shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of
Bemezmor Dawid Zitnahule Besama Abuel Women Feskadu Sahadu Amla Ame Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tinsu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Sedama, we hide it in that. Ja, Rastafari. a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his store. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Come on, well, I watchful eye is everywhere. To steal our delight, bring love and happiness. Rasta delight is the most high mistake. Bless the Sabbath day, God the Sabbath day.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What are we commanded by the third commandment? By the third commandment we are commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Are the Sabbath day and Sunday the same? The Sabbath day and Sunday are not the same. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Who changed it? Is it the Catholic Church? They changed it. Who changed it? It is the Catholic Church. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week and not Sunday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week and not Sunday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Which day is the Sabbath day? The Sabbath day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The seventh day is Saturday. Yes, which day is the Sabbath day? The first day is Sunday. What is the third commandment? The third commandment is to remember the holy day, which is the Sabbath day. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday. Yes, the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is a Saturday.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't be fear a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. Jah Jah anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Nothing more the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt it thinking it no fear, uno judgment is drawing near. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. He get rough on you them Babylon, you want to shoot them. Tell him a Bobo he'll go make him and he will recruit them. Them never know when me attack, when me used to step it with me back. Me spot them a susu and a trap, and I can't look me deep. Tell me I go trap them that the lane. Them a set up for me but me give man can't claim. Deep in at them tell them I go shame. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't be fear a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. Jah Jah anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Nothing more the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt it thinking it no fear, uno judgment is drawing near. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah deliver me through my troubles and trials. He comfort me.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready.
Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily song, we have song time.
Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up, in the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish.
Today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai. 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 Here. Today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai. Psalm 90. Here. Beginning book 4. Mizmor Adai. Psalm XC. Psalm 90. Tefillah le Moshe Ish ha Elohim. A prayer, Tefillah, of Moses le Moshe, the man of God. Ish ha Elohim. Tefillah lemosha. Ish ha Elohim. Here, the Aleph, the first verse, Psalm 90 and 1. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, where it reads, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord." Zevach Rishaim, Tovat Yahuwah, the sacrifice of the wretched. Zevach Rishaim, of the Rishaim, of the wicked. Tovat Yahuwah, is an abomination to he who be, we be, is an abomination to Jehovah. Bil'am, Balaam, for example, was a wicked, a wretched man who said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars in Bamidbar," in Numbers chapter 23, verse 1. Vayomer bi'l'am il'balak b'nei'li bazeh shiva'at mi'zibohot. And Balaam said to Balak, Vayomer bi'l'am il'balak, "Build me here 7 altars b'nei'li bazeh Shiva'ah, mi zibehot, But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "O wicked man, O wretched man, Rasha,
shall I take offerings from thee, from the eye? Better is a handful of quietness, Ecclesiastes 4 and 6. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov melo kaf nachat. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov melo kaf nachat. That is to say, in my sight, the handful of fine flour that my children bring to me with their daily offering is better than all the sacrifices that thou wouldest offer up to me. They are an abomination to me. They are an abomination to I. Wherein do I delight? In the prayer of the upright, as is said, the sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to Jehovah. But the prayer of the upright is his delight.
His delight. His delight. His
Zevach rishaim atoevati yowa uatefilata isharima rizono. The sacrifice of the wicked, Zebach Rishaim, is an abomination to Jehovah, To'evat Yahweh. But the prayer, Tefillat, of the upright, Yisharim, is his delight, Ritzono. Zebach Rishaim, To'evat Yahweh, Tefillata Yisharim, Ritzono. The upright, Yisharim, being Amo Yisrael, being the people of Israel. Hence, here, a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. Tefila Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. In exposition of a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim. Tefila Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. Psalm 90 and 1. The Rebbeinu, the rabbis, and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon differed. According to Ha Rebbanim, according to the rabbis and scholars of Torah, there were four who directed their prayers to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, after they had chided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after they had chided the Holy One, blessed be He, with their words. One, firstly, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, who said, "Now, after I had delivered the deed of the purchase, I prayed to Yahuwah, to Jehovah." Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Vayeta palala achrei titi yaeta sefera ha mikna illa baruch ben neiria lemor. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahweh, to Jehovah, to He who be, we be, saying, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chided Ha Elohim with his words. What had he said? Behold, the siege works, the Chaldeans are come to the city to take it. Here, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 24. Hinei ha solota ba'u ha'ira le lakadaha vi ha'ira nitna biyada ha kasadima ha nilachamim aleha mipneya ha chereba vi ha ra'ava vi ha davar va ashera dibarta haya vi hinneka roeh. Behold, the mounts that are come to the city to take it, to take her. And the city is given to the hand of the Kastim, the Chaldeans, that fight against it, that fight against her, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And here, Midrash note, Mizmor Tzadai, Psalm 90. Why then should I have been told, what Yirmeyahu is saying here, the Midrash notice, why then should I have been told to purchase the field of Hanamiel? Secondarily, the second example, Habakkuk. Habakkuk directed his prayer, Tefilato, to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. As is said, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha navi al shigayonot Yahuwah shama'iti shima'ika yareiti Yahuwah pa'alka bikarev shanim chayehu bikareva shanim todia birogeza rachem tia zikor. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon shigayonot. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha navi al shigayonot. O Lord, I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember compassion. Yahweh, shama'iti yashim eka yareiti. O he who be who he be, Yahweh, shama'iti. I have heard, shim eka yareiti. I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid, and am reverent. Yahweh, O he who be who he be, Jehovah, pa'alka bikareba shanim chayehu. O he who be who he be, revive thy work, in the midst of the years. Revive it, revive thy work. Bikareba shanim chayehu. Bikareba shanim todia. In the midst of the years, make it known. Todia. Birogeza rachem ti zikor. In wrath, remember compassion. Birogez rachem ti zikor. But what had he said previously? I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh shema'iti shimika yareti. And here, midrash note, I have heard thy speech, midrash note, about the terrors of the Chaldee invasion. Yahweh shema'iti shimika yareti. And thirdly, David directed tefilato, his prayer, elotu, to ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. As is said, a prayer of David, even in Psalm 17, Hebraically, the first verse, a prayer of David. And here, the superscription, Mizmor Yod Zain, Yuzain. Psalm 17, Psalm XVII, here, Hebraically, the first verse, superscription, Tefillah le David, a prayer, Tefillah le David, of David, of the loving, the well-beloved, Tefillah le David. But what had he said previously? Here, Mizmor, here in Psalm 10, 14th verse, Hebraically, what did David say previously? Thou hast seen it. Thou, the eye, beholdest mischief and spite. Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, Hebraic with the 14th verse, that reads, Ra'ita ki ata amal va'chas. Thou, the eye, hast seen. Ra'ita, the eye has seen. Ra'ita ki ata. Seeing, for the eye has seen. Raita ki ata, for thou the eye, male, ki ata amal wa ka'as. Thou beholdest mischief and spite, for the eye beholdest trouble and vexation, for the eye beholdest mischief and spite.
aita ki ata amal wa kaas. And here, Midrash notes, that is, Ha Elohim, the true God, sees the wicked, the ratchet, contemn him, but he does nothing, This is to say, here, even from Mizmor Yud, Psalm 10, Hebraically, Raita, Kiata, Amal, Wa, Kaas, for thou beholdest mischief and strife, for thou beholdest trouble and vexation. That is to say, Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, sees the wicked, the ratchet, Ha'rasha'im, the ratchet ones contemn him, but he does nothing. And fourthly, Moses directed Elotu, Tefilato, his prayer to Ha'el Elohim, the true God, for he said, and I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Va'etapala leli Yehuah, va'homar Adonai Yehuah, ala tashacheta amecha. And I prayed to he who he be, to Jehovah, wa etapalal Eliyahuwa, and said, wa Omar, O Adonai, he who be, Adonai Yahweh, al tashcheta amecha, al tashchet amecha, destroy not thy people, al tashchet amecha. But what had he said previously? He said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, against amecha? Here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And here from the KJV, King James Version, Shemot, Exodus 32, 11. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, that thou that I hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Vayachal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo, vayomer lama Yehovah yechreapeka de'ameka, asher hotzeita me eretz Mitzrayim bekoach gadol uavyad achzaka. And Moshe besought he who be, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, and said, Yo, Jehovah, he who be, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Why yechal Moshe Eta pnei Yehovah Elohayo, why yomer lama Yehovah yechrapka be'ameka? Rav Judah bar Rav Simon taught, but were not their very prayers chidings? Were not their very prayers chidings of him? Jeremiah said, I prayed to the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Wayetapalal Eliyahuah, I prayed to he who he be, to Jehovah. Wayetapalel Eliyahuah, I prayed to Jehovah, and began by saying, according to the words of Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1, righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Tzadik ata Yahuah ki ariv aleka, right wouldest thou be, O he who he be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee, with the eye. Tzadik
ata Yahuwah ki arib eleka, or translated as righteous art thou, O Jehovah, Sadiq ata Yahuwah, when I plead with thee, ki arib eleka, or right wouldest thou be, O Jehovah, Sadiq ata Yahuwah, were I to contend with thee, were I to contend with thee, I, ki arib eleka, I who am here today and tomorrow in the grave, should I plead with thee, with the I, of what avail? Sadiq ata Yahuwah, ki arib eleka, righteous art thou, O Jehovah, when I plead with thee, with the I, Sadiq ata Yahuwah, ki arib eleka, right wouldest the I be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee. Nevertheless, Jeremiah went on to chide, saying, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Ach, mishpatim edaber rotak. Madua derek rishayim saleach. Madua derek rishayim salecha. Yet will I reason with thee. Ach, mishpatim edaber otak. Wherefore, why, madua, why, madua, dereka rishayim alecha, wherefore, why, doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the rishayim, the ratchet ones prosper, madua, dereka rishayim alecha, or translated as, yet make I talk with the eye of thy judgments. Ak mishpati etaberotak. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, prosper? Madua derek rishayim alecha. Habakkuk began with a prayer of Habakkuk. Tefillah la Habakkuk, a prayer. Tefillah la Habakkuk of Habakkuk, a prayer of Habakkuk. Hear. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 1. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahuwah shema'iti shim'ika yareti. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahuwah shema'iti shim'ika yareti. David began with a prayer of David in Psalm 17, verse 1. Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. Tefillah le David, le David. Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? Even here in Mizmor Yud Zayin, in Psalm 17, Hebraically verse 14, he said, deliver my soul from men that are thy hand, O Lord. Palitah nafshi mimatim yadika Yahuwah. Deliver my soul. Palitah nafshi. Deliver. Palitah nafshi. Deliver nafshi. Deliver her. Deliver nafshi. Deliver my soul. Palitah nafshi. From men that are thy hand, O Yahuwah, Jehovah. Mimatim yadikai Yahuwah. And here, midrash note right here. These words are applied to Nebuchadnezzar. Refer to the midrash on Psalm 17, the 11th perek, the 11th section. Moses began with, I prayed to the Lord in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Wa eta palel Eliyahua, and I prayed to he who be who he be, and I prayed to Jehovah. Wa eta palel Eliyahua el Yahweh, I prayed to Jehovah. But what did he say in Tefillato, in his prayer? He said, destroy not thy people. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet ameka. Al tashchet ameka. Destroy not ameka, thy people. And here, Midrash note, he, Moshe, thus, like this, spoke of Ha'el, the true God of Ha'elohim, as a destroyer, when Moshe said, Al tashchet ameka, destroy not, don't destroy thy people. Hence, here, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Adai, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, who chided God. Tefillah le Moshe, ish ha-Elohim. And here, Midrash notes, apparently, ish, man, is here read as a form of the Hebraic ush, meaning chide, to rebuke. Apparently, right here, ish ha-Elohim, ish, man of Elohim, is here read as a form of ush ha-Elohim, meaning to chide, to rebuke ha-Elohim, to rebuke the true good, the true God, 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 the true God.
Tehillim, Sefer Revi'i, Mizmor Tzadde. Tefillah le Moshe, Ish ha-Elohim. Adonai, Ma'on ata hayita lanu, Vedor vador. Veterem harim yulladu, Vattecholel eretz vetevel. Ume'olam ad olam, ata el. Tashev enosh ad daka, Vattomer. Shuvu v'nei Adam, ki elef shanim b'enecha, k'yom etmol ki ya'avor, v'ashmura v'alayla, zeramtam shena yihyu, b'boker k'hatsir yachalof, b'boker yatsits v'halaf, la'erev yemolel v'yavesh, ki chalinu v'apecha, ובחמתך נבהלנו, שתה עוונותינו לנגדך, עלומנו למאור פניך, כי כל ימינו פנו ועברתך, חילינו שנינו כמו הגה, ימי שנותינו בהם 70 שנה, ואם בגבורות 80 שנה, ורוחבם עמל ואבן, כי גז חיש ונעופה. מי יודע עוז אפיך וכליראתך עברתך? למנות ימינו כן הודע ונביא לבב חוכמה. שובה אדוני עד מתי והנחם על עבדיך. סבענו בבוקר חסדיך ונרננה ונשמחה בכל ימינו. שמחנו כמות עיניתנו שנות ראינו רעה. יראה אל עבדיך פעוליך, והדרכה על בניהם. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו, ומעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו, ומעשה ידינו כוננהו.
Prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe Ish Ha'Elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe Ish Ha'Elohim. Hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Adai. First verse, Psalm 90, verse 1. Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, on the day that Moses died, he wrote 13 scrolls of the law. He wrote 13 scrolls of HaTorah, 12 scrolls for the 12 tribes, and one scroll that he set in Haaron, in the ark, in the Tabot, so that if men should seek to falsify anything within the scroll of the law, the scroll of HaTorah, they would not be able to falsify. On that day, he also blessed 11 tribes, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, where it reads, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed. Vizota habraka asher barak Moshe ish ha'elohim et b'nei Yisrael lifnei moto. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, blessed the children of Israel, of Yisrael, before his death, with Zot HaBaraka Asher Barak Moshe Ish Ha'Elohim Et B'nei Yisrael Lifnei Moto. And why, Lamaze, why did not Moses bless the tribe of Shimon of Simeon? His heart was set against it because he remembered what had happened at Shittim, where, as scripture tells I and I, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers chapter 25, verse 14, the man who was with the Midianitish woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites. Vishem Isha Yisrael Hamuke Eshara Huka Eta Hamidayanim Zimri Ben Salu Nesi Vet Ava La Shimoni. Now, the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites, with Shem, Isha, Yisrael, Hamukeh, Ashara, Huka, Etaha, Midianim, Zimri, ben Salu, Nesi, Beit, Abala, Shimoni. Rav Joshua of Siknin, said in the name of Rav Levi, nevertheless, Moshe, attached Simeon to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah. Nevertheless, Moses attached Simeon to the tribe of Judah, as is said even in Joshua chapter 19, verse 9, where it reads, out of the allotment of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. Mei Chevela b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon. ki hayach leka b'nei Yehuda rav mehem. Vayayinach lu v'nei Shimona b'toka nachlatam. Out of the portion of the children of Yehuda was the inheritance of the children of Shimon, of Simeon. For the part of the children of Yehuda was too much, was too enough, rav, rab, too enough for them. Therefore, the children of Shimon, of Simeon, had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. May Chabel b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon ki haya chaleka b'nei Yehuda rab mehem v'yinachlu b'nei Shimon b'toka nachlatam. A parable, a mashal, a misale, a parable of an ox whose actions became savage. What was done? A lion was tied up near his trough. And whenever the ox looked at the lion, the strength went out of him. Just so, Judah is the lion. Yehuda is the lion, as is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. And Simeon is the ox, for his star was in the constellation of the ox. Reuben's star being in the constellation of the ram. Simeon's star must have been in the constellation of the ox. Rav Yudan taught, no judge was appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon. Thus, of Shamgar, it is merely said, even in Judges chapter 3, verse 31, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anas. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enata, v'yakaeta pelishtim sheishamota isha be'malmada ha'bakar v'yosha'a gamhu et Yisrael. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Enat, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Yisrael, and he also delivered Israel. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enat, v'yaka et ha-Pelishtim, sheishem meot ha-isha de'malmada ha-bakar. And here, a midrash note, Shamgar, said to have been a Simeonite, served less than a year, and ha-rabbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, accordingly, do not reckon him with the judges, with ha-shofti. Nor was a king, a melech, nor was a melech, a king, a negus, nor was a king appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon. Of Zimri, it is merely said, according to 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15, Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Bishnata esrim va'sheva'a. Shanna le asa meleka Yehuda malaka Zimriya shivata yamim ve tilza ve haama chonim ala gibton asher la pilshtim. And here the fuller verse in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 15. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, of Yehuda, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, that belongeth to the Philistines, to the Philistines. Bi shenat esrim wa sheba'a shana le'asa meleka Yehuda malak zimriya shiva'at yamin bi tilza we ha'ama chonim ala Gibbethon asher la plishtim. And here, Midrash notes, the parallel in the Pesikta of Rav Kahana, 197b to 198a, it reads this, and because Moses had not blessed Shimon, Simeon, no judge was appointed from him. But it is not, is it not, is it not, is it not written? Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Malak Zimri Shibata Yamin B'Tirzah. Is it not written? Zimri reigned. Malak Zimri. 7 days Shibat Yamin in Tirzah. B'Tirzah. Rav Yudan answered, 7 days of rain are nothing at all. 7 days of rain, of ruling, of rain, are nothing at all. Nothing at all. Moses composed 11 psalms appropriate to 11 tribes. The psalm beginning, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Before the mountains were brought forth, thou turnest man to contrition and sayest, return ye, your children of men. Psalm 90, verses 1 to 3. Tefillah le-Moshe ish ha-Elohim, Adonai ma'on ata hayita lanu v'dor wa'dor v'terem harima yuladu wata cholel eretz v'tevel uwa me olam ada olam ata el tashiv enosha ada daka Watomer, Shubu, B'nai, Adam. A prayer of Moses, the man of Elohim. Adonai, Adonai, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Adonai, Ma'on, Ata, Hayita, Lanu, B'dor, Wador. Before the mountains were brought forth, B'terem, Harima, Yuladu. Or ever thou hast form the earth and the world, the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Wata cholel eretza witevel, even from everlasting, from eternal to everlasting, thou art El. U me olam ada olam ata El. Thou turnest man to contrition. Tashiv enosh ada daka. And sayest, Watomer, return, Shubu, ye your children of men, ye your children of Adam, B'nai Adam. Watomer, Shubu, B'nai Adam. This is appropriate to the tribe of Reuben, of Reuben. Of that it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 6, let make Reuben live and not die. Let Reuben live and not die. Yechi Reuven v'al yamot. Let Reuben live. Yechi Reuven and not die. V'al yamot. Yechi Reuven v'al yamot. Midrash note right here. In the Pesikta, it reads this. Is for the tribe of Reuven, of Reuben, who were contrite, lifnei Elohim, who were contrite before the true good, the true God, who were contrite before Elohim. The psalm, the Mizmor, beginning with the words, O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 91, Hebraically, the first verse, Psalm 91, verse 1. Yosheva b'seter elyon, b'tzel shaddaya yitalonan. O thou, the eye that dwellest, that is seated in the covert of the Most High, Yosheva b'seter elyon, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. B'tzel Shaddai Yitalonan, O thou that dwellest in the covert of Elyon, and abidest in the shadow of Shaddai. This is appropriate to the tribe of Lewi, the tribe of Levi, that abode in the temple courts, in the shadow of Shaddai, in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. the psalm, the mizmor, the psalm beginning for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises, Isis, to thy name. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 92, first verse. Mizmor, shir, le yom ha-shabbat. A psalm, a chant, mizmor, Isis, shir, a song. Le yom ha-shabbat, for the Sabbath day. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, uwa lezamer, le shimka elyon. It is a good thing, a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, and to sing praises, Isis, uwa lezamer, to thy name, le shimka. O Most High, Elyon, Mizmor, Shir, Le Yom HaShabbat, Tov Lehodot, La Yahuwah, Ur Lezamer, Le Shimka, Elyon. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, concerning whom Imo, his mother, said, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, this time will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called Shemo, his name, Judah, Yehuda. Therefore, she called his name, praise. Vatahar oda, vateleda ben, vatomer hapa'am odeh et Yehowa alkin, karah Shemo, Yehuda, vata moda. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, this time, hapa'am, will I praise he who be, who he be, will I praise Isaiah's Jehovah. Hapa'am, odeh etio. Therefore, alkin, she called Karah, his name, Shemo, Yehuda, Judah. Therefore, she called his name praise. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda. The mizmor, the psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed in majesty. Holiness, idleness becometh thy house. Yahweh malaka geuta lavesh. Leviteka na'eva kodesh. He who be, we be, Jehovah reigneth. Yahuwah malaka. He is clothed in majesty. Geuta ladesh. Holiness, idleness becometh thy house. Leviteka na'eva kodesh. Yehoah Malak Geot Labesh Le Beiteka Na'ewa Kodesh. This is appropriate to the tribe of Benjamin, who dwelt in the shadow of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who dwelt in the shadow of the Holy One. Blessed be he. Here, Midrash note. The temple, Ha-Hekal, the temple was situated in Benjamin's portion. The temple, Ha-Hekal, was situated in Binyam's portion. Also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 78, Perek 19, Psalm 78, section 19. The note here is that Ha-Hekal, the temple, was situated in Benjamin's portion. The psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, thou, God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. Psalm 94, verse 1, mizmor adai dalet. El nikamot, el nikamot hofiah. O he who be, who he be, Jehovah, thou, the I, El. True good, true God, source, power, El, to whom vengeance belongeth. El, Nikamotioa, thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. El Nikamot, shine forth. Hofia, Hofia, Hofia. El Nikamot, Yahweh. El Nikamot, Hofia, Hofia, Hofia. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of Gad. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. This here, here, here is appropriate to the tribe of Gad, of Gad, of God. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. For he will destroy, downstroy the foundations of the heathen, the foundations of the Goyim, of the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. And here, 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 a midrash, midrash, no, so Padua, on the basis of parallel readings, the ET, the edited text has, quote, for he is the foundation of the world, the world, the world. The mizmor, the eyes, the psalm, the chant, the psalm beginning, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Mizmor, adai, hey. Psalm 95, here, 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 first verse. Oh, come, let us, make us, make I and I sing to Jehovah. Leko, neranna la Yahuwah. Leko, come, neranna, make I and I sing, la Yahuwah. Leko, neranna la Yahuwah. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yisakar, Isakar, Issachar, that devoted itself to the song of Torah, the song of Torah, of Jah's directions, instructions, of the teaching of His Majesty. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, thus far have I heard of the Psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here on, reckon them out for yourself.
For yourself.
For yourself.
For yourself.
Thus far, have I heard of the Psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here, here, here on, reckon them out for yourself, for the I self, for yourself.
Yourself. Yourself. Yourself. Yourself. Yourself. Yourself. Yourself. Yourself.
Aviva, Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to my people here in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States of America, who has been lost from the people for 400 years. Now there has been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
the whom praises do forever.
But the man Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik. But who want the next verse with Amarik.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
የእግዚአብሔር ሰው የሙሴ ጸሎት አቤቱ አንተ ለትውልድ ሁሉ መጠጊያ ሆንህልን ተራሮች ሳይወለዱ ምድርም ዓለምም ሳይሰሩ ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ አንተ ነህ ሰውን ወደ ሐሳር አትመልስ የሰው ልጆች ሆይ ተመለሱ ትላል ሻመት በፊት እንዳለፈች እንደ ትናንት ቀን እንደ ሌሊትም ትጋት ነው ዘመኖች የተናቁ ይሆናሉ በማለዳም እንደ ሳር ያልፋል ማልዶ ያብባል ያልፋል በሰርክም ጣውል ጎና ደርቆ ይወድቃል እኛ በቁጣህ አልቀናልና በመዓትህም ደንግጠናልና የተሰወረውን ኃጢአታችንን በፊትህ ብርሃን በደላችንንም በፊትህ አስቀመጥ ዘመናችን ሁሉ አልፏልና እኛም በመዓትህ አልቀናልና ዘመኖቻችንም እንደ ሸረሪት ድር ይሆናሉ የዘመኖቻችንም እድሜ 70 ዓመት ቢበረታም 80 ዓመት ነው ቢበዛ ግን ድካምና መከራ ነው ከኛ ቶሎ ያልፋልና እኛም እንገሰጣለንና የቁጣህን ጥላት ማን ያውቃል ከቁጣህ ግርማ የተነሳ አለው በልብ ጥበብን እንድንማር ቀኝህን እንዲህ አስታውቅ አቤቱ ተመለስ እስከ መቼስ ነው ስለ ባሪያዎችህም ተሟገ በማለዳ ምሕረትህን እንጠግባለን በዘመናችን ሁሉ ደስ ይለናል ሐሴትም እናደርጋለን መከራ ባሳየህን ዘመን ፈንታ ክፉም ባየንባቸው ዘመኖች ፈንታ ደስ ይለናል ባሪያዎችህንና ሥራህን እይ ልጆቻቸውንም ምራ የአምላካችን የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በላያችን ይሁን የእጆቻችንንም ሥራ በላያችን አቅና
Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Rav Eliezer taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra, none of the prophets, as they uttered their prophecies, knew what they were prophesying, except Moshe, except Moses, and Yeshayahu, Esaias, and Isaiah, who did know. Thus, like this, Moshe said, Ya'erofa kamatar likhi, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. Ya'erof kamatar likhi. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 1. And Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah said, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me shall be for signs and wonders in Israel. In Israel. In Israel. Here in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Hine anoki, we hayeladim asher natana li Yehovah, le ototo ua le moftim abe Israel. For the verse, Behold, I and the children whom Jehovah, whom he who be we be, have given me, are for signs and wonders in Israel and Israel, from Yahuwah Tzabaoth, from Jehovah of hosts of armies, who dwelleth in Mount Zion. Hine anoki, we hayladi, asher natan li Yahuwah, Le'otot ua le'moftim be'Yisrael. Behold, I, hine anoki, and the children with ha'iladim, whom Jehovah hath given me, asher natan li Yehovah, shall be for signs le'otot, and for wonders ua le'moftim in Israel be'Yisrael. Rav Yehoshua HaKohen Bar Nehemiah, Rav Joshua the priest Bar Nehemiah, maintained that Elihu also prophesied and knew he was prophesying, for he said, even in Job, in Job 33 and 3, My lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Yosha libi emarai with the atas fatai barur mielelu. Full of verse right here, Job 33 and 3. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Yosha libi emarai with the atas fatai barur mielelu. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart. Yosher li bi emarai. Marai, 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 marai. And my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. With the ata sifatai baror mileilu. Rav Eliezer taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra. Shemuel, Samuel, the master of Ha Nabiim, of the prophets, as he uttered his prophecy, did not know he was prophesying, as is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 11, where it reads, "And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel." And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel. Samuel did not say, "The Lord sent me," but "The Lord Jehovah sent Shemuel," for he did not know that he was prophesying. Rav Levi taught the name of Rav Hanina. The 11 psalms that Moses composed are set down in the books of Hanavim, of the prophets. And why were they not included in the books of the law, in the books of HaTorah? Because the latter are the words of Torah, and the former are words of prophecy.
Prophecy.
Prophecy. Another reading of a prayer of Moses, a man of the God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish ha-Elohim. If man, how Elohim, how ha-Elohim, how God. If ha-Elohim, if the God, if Elohim, how man, how Ish. When Moses stood before Pharaoh, lifnei paro, he was as Elohim. He was as God. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, "See, I have set thee in God's stead," to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Rei anetatika Elohim le faro, we aherona achita. Hear the fuller verse from Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. "And Jehovah said to Moses, See, I have made thee a God, I have made thee God Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet." Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Rei natika Elohim le faro, we aherona achika. But when Moses fled from before Lifnei Paro, from before Pharaoh, he was a man, he was a Ish. Another comment, when Moshe was cast into the river, he was a man, a Ish. But when the water turned to blood, he was as Elohim, he was as God. And other comments, when Moses went up on high, he was a man, Ish. In the presence of Elohim, how bright is a candle? How bright is even a torch? In the presence, in the face, in the perception of HaElohim, of the true good, the true God. And here, Midrash note, so reads the PE, the print edition, the ET, the edited text, it reads, how bright is a candle in the presence of a torch? How bright a torch in the presence of Moses, of Moshe. When a mortal goes up to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, who is pure fire, and whose ministers as are fire. And Moshe did go up to him. He is a man, a Ish. But after he comes down, he is called Elohim. He is called God. Or, when Moshe went up on high, where they neither eat nor drink, and he also did neither eat nor drink, he was called Elohim. He was called God. But when Moses came down and did eat and drink, he was a man. He was a Ish. Rav Abin said, from his middle and above, Moshe was called Elohim. Moshe was called God. And from his middle and below, he was a man. He was a Ish. Rav Eleazar said Moshe was Elohim's seneskal. For Elohim said of him, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, "My servant Moses is not so. He is trusted in all my house. Lokin Abdi Moshe Bekol Beiti Neman Hu. My servant Moses, Moshe, not so, who faithful in all mine house. Lokin Abdi Moshe Bekol Beiti Neman Hu. Here, Midrash note, what is a Seneskal? Seneskal. Seneskal here, the Midrash note, literally a magister palati. A magister palati or palatai. And here, further definition of a Seneskal or a Seneschal. A Seneschal. Historically, it's the steward or the major domo of a medieval great house. Historically speaking, a Seneschal is a governor or other administrative or judicial officer. So when Rav Eliezer said that Moshe was Elohim Seneschal, was Elohim's steward, Elohim's major domo, Elohim's governor or administrative or judicial officer, for Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, said of him in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, my servant Moshe, Moses, is not so. He is trusted, he is faithful in all my house. Lochein Abdi Moshe, Bekol Beiti, Neman, Hu. Or the man of God, the Ish Ha Elohim. The Ish Ha Elohim, the man of God, means, quote, the man who is a judge, end quote. Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the true God of Ha Elohim, means the man who is a judge. For it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33 and 21, he executed the righteousness of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. And Moshe used to say, let the Lord take its course. May HaTorah take its course. And here, Midrash note, let the law take its course, or literally, let the law, may HaTorah, cut through the mountain. Moshe used to say, may HaTorah take its course, or may HaTorah, may the law, cut through the mountain. This phrase is somewhat reminiscent of the Latin, fia justitia rua coelum. Fiata justitia ruata coelum. May HaTorah, may the law cut through the mountain. And another reading, the man against Elohim, Ish HaElohim, the man against HaElohim, that is Moshe. Moses cast doubt on the adequacy of the measure of justice. For he said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 30, but if the Lord create a creature, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up, as much as to say, quote, if in the 6 days of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did already create a mouth for the earth, it is well. But if HaElohim, the true good, the true God, did not create it, then let him create a mouth for the earth now, on account of Korach, on account of Korah and his company. And other comment, man of God, man of Elohim, Ish HaElohim, means that Moses, Moshe, tipped the balance from the measure of justice toward the measure of mercy when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared, according to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 12, I will smite them with the pestilence and destroy them. Moses, Moshe said, pardon, I pray the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of thy loving kindness. In Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 19. Directly after this verse, it is written, even in Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, I have pardoned according to thy word. Another comment, Rav Yehuda bar Rav Shimon, Rav Judah bar Rav Simon taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, why was Moses called the spouse of God? Because he was like a husband who, if he wishes to void the vow of Ishto, or Seto, of his wife, voids it. And if he wishes to let it stand, lets it stand, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 30, verse 14. Her husband may let it stand, or her husband may make it void. For if one deer repeat his words, Moshe commanded HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, rise up, O Jehovah, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, and return, O Jehovah, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 36. Uma Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. Shuvah Yahuwah, return, O Jehovah. Another comment, consider the words, Tefillah Limoshe, Ish HaElohim. Consider the words, Tefillah Limoshe, a prayer of Moses. In the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Devarim and Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 18 and verse 20, where it says, and I fell down, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and I prayed. Rab Berakiah and Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, Moses, Moshe, left no corner in heaven in that he did not pray. For it is said, and I fell down before the Lord. Wa'eta napala lifnei Yahuwah, and I fell down before Jehovah. Wa'eta napala lifnei Yahuwah. And here a midrash note. In this verse, fell down. Wa'eta napal, fell down, is expressed not by the usual simple form of the verb, but by the reflexive one that the commentator here takes to mean, I fell down repeatedly. Wa'eta napal. Repeatedly in the several corners of Shemaim, the several corners of the heavens. You find that many prophets and many righteous men prayed, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He. Yet Moses is the only one who, at prayer, is described by Scripture as Ish HaElohim, as a man of Elohim, of the Elohim, Ish HaElohim. And why so? Because the actions of Moses, of Moshe, differed from the actions of all other mortals. How? An ordinary man will stand still and pray for 1 or 2 hours, and if he be an exceedingly righteous man, for a whole day. Moses, Moshe, however, prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to the ministering angels, I liken Moses, Moshe, to you, as is said even in Psalm 103, verse 20, Hebraically, bless the Lord, O angels of His, O mighty in strength, hearkening to the voice of His word. Baruch Yahuwah Malakayo, Gibore Koach Ose Debaro, Lishmoa Bekola Debaro. Bless y'all, he who be who he be. Baruch Yahuwah, ye y'all angels, messengers of His, Malakayo, Gibore Koach, ye y'all mighty in strength, Gibore Koach, that fulfill His word, Olse Debaro, that do His word, Olse Debaro, Lishmoa Bekol Debaro, hearkening, Lishmoa, hearkening, hearing, Lishmoa Bekol, by way of the voice, to the voice, Bekol Debaro, of His word. Here, the phrase mighty in strength, Gibore Koach, refers to Moshe, to Moses, who brought light to the darkness of Israel, and who made known the words, the Debarim, HaDebarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He to Israel. Hence, here it is said, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, the man of God, the man of the God, the true good, the true God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish Ha Elohim. And here, Midrash notes, whose voice, mighty in strength, Giborei Koach, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons, the children of Yisrael, could hear.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Bless His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart, from the heart, from the heart, from the heart.
Birds that they quietly, foxes in the hole, man at the peaceful rest, he has no way to lie, he prays, yes, he prays.
Thank you.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say? The nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher bekarbenu mebo ha-mayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I be a testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, and I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam,
Shabbat Eimor,
Shalom,
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 Shalom. This weekly Torah portion reading, feeding 99, sabbatical studies, Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, we have Eimor, speak. Eimor, say. Some would say, Eimor, speak. Shabbat, Eimor, shalom. Chabarim. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra. Here, picking up at the Kaf Aleph chapter of the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher, and he called. Here we have chapter 21 of Leviticus, the relationships and the walk and the tribe of HaKohanim, of the priests, of Kahinatu, of his priests. Here we pick up with this 31st sabbatical study, the Lamed Aleph, the 31st. Weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Here, Nainai Rastafari, the annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the Kaf Aleph chapter 21. B'shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Here, the third book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 21, the relationships and the walk and the tribe of the priests. Hebrew first words here for the Rishon Aliyah, the first Aliyah. Vayomer Yahweh, il Moshe, Eimor. Illa ha kohanim bnei aharon we amarta elehem linnefesh shelo yitama de amayo. The relationships and the walk, the tribe of ha kohanim, of the priests, and the Yahweh, He who be, who ye be, ha kadosh baruch hu, baruch Hashem, blessed be He, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, said to Moses, speak, Eimor, speak. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, Eimor, speak to the priests, the sons of Aharon, Eimor, illaha kohanim, bnei Aharon. And say to them, with amarta elehem, there shall none, no one, be defiled for the dead among his people. L'nefesh lo yitama de'amayo. There shall no one be defiled for the soul, psyche of his people. L'nefesh,
lo yitama de amayo. But for his kin that is near to him, that is, for his mother and for his father and for his son and for his daughter and for his brother and for his sister, a virgin, that is nigh near to him, which hath had no husband, for her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, Amayo, to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, their rosh, their ras, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be wholly set apart to their Elohim, true good, true God, and not profane the name, the Hashem, the Shem, the Hashem, the name of their Elohim. For the offerings of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, made by fire, and the bread of their Elohim, true good, true God, they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. Therefore, they shall be set apart. They shall not take a wife, a isha, eshet, that is a whore, or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is wholly set apart to El Hayo, to Amlaku, to his Elohim, his source. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offereth the bread of Eloheka, of the I, male, Elohim, true good, true God. He shall be holy, set apart to thee. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be he who be who he be, who sanctify you, set you apart, am holy, am set apart. And the daughter of any priest, of any Kohen, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. And he, that is, the Kohen Gadol, the Likahenat, the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head, whose rosh, whose ras, the anointing oil, the Messiah-ing oil, the christening, the Christos oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover rosho, rasu, his head, his ras, nor rend, rip his clothes. Neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of El Hayo, of his Elohim, Amlaku, his source. For the crown of the anointing oil, the Messiah-ing, the christening, the Christos oil of El Hayo, of his Elohim, true good, true God, Amlaku, his source is upon him. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. And he shall take a wife, a eshet, a isha, a wife in her virginity, a widow, or a divorced woman, or profane, or an harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to isha, to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among Amayu, among his people, among Amo, his people. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be he who be who he be, who sanctify him. And here we have the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering up, the Hebraic Anaphora, the second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah here at verse 16, the physical disqualifications of a Kohen, of a priest, here picking up at verse 16. for the Sheni Aliyah. Why Daberi Yahuwah il Moshe Leimor? And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe Leimor, saying, speak to Aharon, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of Elohayo, of his Elohim, his true good, his true God, Amlaku, his source. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man, or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crook-backed, or a dwarf, or that hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aharon, HaKohen, the priest, shall come nigh near to offer the offerings of Yahuwah Jehovah made by fire. He hath a blemish. He shall not come nigh near to offer the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, true good, true God, Amlaku, his source. He shall eat the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, Amlaku, his source, both of the most holy and of the holy, the set apart. Only he shall not go in to the veil, nor come nigh near to the altar, the Mizbeach, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuaries. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be he who be who he be, do sanctify them, set them apart. And Moshe told it to Aharon and to Banayo, his sons, Lejochu, and to all Israel, Lejoch, to all the children of Israel. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 22. The separation of HaKohanim, the separation of the priest. Refer to Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 26. And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe, and Lamor, saying, speak to Aharon and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael Lejoch, the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy, my set-apart name in those things, which they hallow, set apart to me. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. Say to them, whosoever he be, of all your seed, among your generations, that goeth to the holy things, which the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael Lejoch, the children of Israel, hallow, sanctify, set apart, make holy to the Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from my presence, from my perception. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. What man soever of the seed of the race of Aharon is a leper, Zora, or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things, of the holy things, the set apart things, until he be clean. And whoso touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whosoever touches any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he hath, the soul, the nephesh, the suke, the psyche, which hath touched any such shall be unclean until the even, the evening, and shall not eat of the holy things, the set apart things, unless he washes flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they be chatiat sin akri for it, and die therefore, if they profane it. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be, to sanctify, set them apart. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing. A sojourner of the priest, HaKohen, or an hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. But if HaKohen, if the priest, the Kohen, buy any soul, any nephesh, any psyche with his money, his kesef, his silver, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in Beito, Beitu, his house, they shall eat of his meat, his lemia. If the priest's daughter also be married to a stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if HaKohen, the priest's daughter, be a widow or divorce, and have no child, and is returned to her father's bait, her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, not knowingly, then he shall put the fifth part, 20% thereof to it, and shall give it to HaKohen, the priest, with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy things of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Lijotch, which they offer to Ekaziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed father, Yahuwah, the Yahweh, he who be who he be, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be Jehovah, do sanctify.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Christians of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach. Moshiach. So here. So here we have, we come to the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, the third Hebrew Anafara, offering up. Here the sacrifices must be physically, physically perfect, type of the moral perfections of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach, the Messiah. Refer to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. So here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, Why Daberi Yahuwah, Illa Moshe Leimor, 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 Leimor. Here picking up with the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 17. And the Yahweh, he who be we be, spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to Aharon, to Aaron, and to his sons, Banayu, and to all the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Lijotch, and say to them, whatsoever he be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Yisrael, that will offer his oblation for all his vows and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer to the Yahweh for a burnt offering. Ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the bees, of the oxen, cow, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye y'all not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings to Egaziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, to accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in bees or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed, ye, y'all, shall not offer these to Egaziah, the Herod, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Yahuwah, Jehovah, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the Mizbeach, the altar, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superfluous, extra, or lacking in his parts, that mayest thou offer for a free will offering. But for a vow, it shall not be accepted. Ye all shall not offer to Yahuwah Jehovah that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut. Neither shall ye all make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye all offer the bread of your Elohim, true good, true God, of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, under the mother. And from the 8th day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire, Yishe Yahuwah, fire to Jehovah. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye y'all shall not kill it, and her young both in 1 day. And when ye y'all offer a sacrifice of Todah, Miskana, thanksgiving, to Egaziah, the sustainer, Yahuwah, Jehovah, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye all shall leave none of it until the morrow. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, Jehovah. Therefore shall ye all keep my commandments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. Neither shall ye y'all profane my holy name, my set-apart name, the Hashem. But I will be hallowed, I will be set apart among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Lijoch. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be, which or who hallow, who hallow you. Ani Yahuwah, miyak adishikem, that brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. And here we come to the Rabbi'i, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi'i Aliyah, the Hebrew Anaphora, offering up here at chapter 23 of the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. And here we have the feast of Jehovah, Yahuwah, the Sabbath and the feast here at chapter 23 of Leviticus for the Rabi'i, the fourth Aliyah. Why Dabari Yahuwah illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be his name, spake to Moshe, Moses, leimor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, and say to them concerning the feast, concerning the Mo'edei Yahweh, concerning the feast of Jehovah, the feast of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Ayla, Ayavocations, Mikrae Kodesh, Ayla set apart, outcalled assemblies, even, these are my feasts. Eileheim Mo'edai. These are my Mo'edai, my appointed times, my appointed seasons, my appointments. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation and Ayla, Ivocation, Mikra Kodesh. Ye y'all shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, in all your dwellings. The feast, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, first. The Passover, Pesach, Fasika, Christos, Christ, our Redeemer, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, our Redeemer. Reference 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Here at verse 4, these are Eile Mo'edei Yahweh Nikrae Kodesh. These are the feast of Yahweh, even holy convocations, Eile Ivocation, called out, set apart, called out assemblies, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, first moon at eve and evening, is the Yahweh's Passover. The feast of Jehovah, the Mo'edei Yahweh. Second item, unleavened bread. Second item here, unleavened bread, memorial feast. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to verse 9. Here at verse 6, Leviticus 23 and 6. And the 15th day of the same moon, the same month, is the feast of unleavened bread to La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 7 days ye y'all must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye y'all shall have an holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh, a set apart, called out assembly. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein, but ye y'all shall offer an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Ishei la Yahuwah, the Ishei la Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, a set apart, called out assembly. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein. And here, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast of Yahweh, he who be, who he be, the feast of Jehovah. Third item, first fruits, Bukurim, Christos, Moshiach, risen. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Speak to the B'nai Israel and say to them, When ye all be come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye all shall bring a sheaf, a omer, of the first fruits, the bukurim of your harvest to HaKohanim, to the priests. And he shall wave the omer, the sheaf, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah to be accepted for you on the morrow after HaShabbat, after the Sabbath. HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. And ye all shall offer that day when ye wave the omer, the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering, an olah, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, Yishel, Yahuwah, for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye all shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye all have brought an offering to your Elohim, true God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. The feast of Jehovah, Mo'edai Yahweh, forth the wave lows. The church called out assembly, the Kahal, at Pentecostes, Shavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Christos, the resurrection of HaMoshiach. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 16 and 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, verse 13, and verse 20. Here, Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 15, And ye all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, the Sabbath, from the day that ye all brought the sheaf, the omer, of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new minka, meal offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Ye all shall bring out of your habitations too wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits to La Yahuwah, first fruits to Jehovah. And ye, y'all, shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. They shall be for an olah, a burnt offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, with their minka, meal offering, and their nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Then ye, y'all, shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offering, dechinet ha-meswa'it. And HaKohen, the priest, shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. With the 2 lambs, they shall be wholly set apart, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for HaKohen, for the priest. And ye, y'all, shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation, a called out, a separated, called out assembly, to you. Ye, y'all, shall do no servile work, therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shall leave them to the poor and to the stranger. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be he who be who he be, your Elohim, your true good, your true, 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 true.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
White, flesh. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah. Messiah.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Here, the Feast of Jehovah, and here we come to the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah. Here, the Feast of Jehovah, and here we come to the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth, the Hebrew Anaphora, the offering up word, sound power here for this Shabbat Emor, Shabbat Emor, Shabbat Emor, Sabbath speak. Here we have the Mo'adei Yahweh, the Feast of Jehovah, the fifth. Trumpets, prophetic of the future regathering of Israel. And here we have reference to the prophet Yeshaya, the prophet Esaias, Isaiah chapter 18, verses 3 and verse 7, Isaiah chapter 27, verses 12 and 13, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 14, and the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 15 to 32 as points of reference here for the fifth of the Mo'adei Yahweh, Feast of Yahweh, trumpets. And here for the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah, Vaydaberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. Verse 23, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, leimor, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Yisrael, Israel lijoch, saying, in the seventh month moon, in the first day of the month, shall ye all have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy an Isla, a set apart, a set apart, 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 Isaac convocation, ivocation, 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 ivocation. Here, just here, here, right here, Shabbaton. It's a Shabbaton, Zikron, a Shabbaton, Zikron, Teruah, Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh, a memorial, a solemn rest to you, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns, a holy set apart, invocation. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein, but ye y'all shall offer an offering, offer an offering made by fire, 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 fire. Ishe la Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. An offering made by fire to Jehovah. And here we have the Mo'adei Yahweh, the Feast of Jehovah continued here, the sixth feast, the Day of Atonement, the Yom HaKippurim. And here reference to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 1 to 16, point of reference. Here at verse 26, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, also, on the 10th day of this seventh month, this seventh moon, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, called out assembly to you. And ye y'all shall afflict your souls, your nephesh, your psyche, and offer an offering made by fire, and offer Isheh la Yahuwah, Isheh la Yahuwah, offering made by fire to Jehovah. And ye all shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you. Lifnei Yahuwah Elohim, before Jehovah, he who be, we be, your Elohim, true God, for whatsoever soul, nefesh, suke, psyche, it be, that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people, her people, her people, her people, 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 people. And whatsoever soul, nefesh, psyche, it be, that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul, the same nefesh, the same psyche, will I destroy, downstroy from among his people, her 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 people. Ye all shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Shabbat of rest, and ye all shall afflict your souls, your psyche, in the ninth day of the month at even, at evening, from even to even, from evening to evening, shall ye y'all celebrate, celebrate your Sabbath, 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 Sabbath. And here, this brings us to the Sheshi, the Sheshi, the Sheshi Aliyah, to the six aliyah, the six Hebrew anaphora, offering up for this Shabbat Haymor. Vayedaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leymor. Leviticus, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus 23, here at verse 33, for the Sheshi, the six aliyah, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe leymor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, Israel, the children, the sons of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. On the first day shall be an holy and Ila invocation, a called out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye all shall offer an offering made by fire to Jehovah, the Isheh la Yahuwah. Takaribu Isheh la Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. On the eighth day shall be an holy invocation, called out assembly to you, and ye all shall offer an offering made by fire, Isheh la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It is a solemn assembly, and ye all shall do no servile work therein. These, Eile Mo'edai Yahweh, these are the feasts, appointed times, I was of Jehovah, which ye all shall proclaim to be holy invocations, called out assemblies, set apart assemblies, Mikarae Kodesh, to offer an offering, to offer an offering made by fire, Lehakarib Isheh la Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, burnt offering, an olah, a minka, meal offering, a zebach, a sacrifice, a nesek, a drink offering, drink offering, everything upon his day, beside the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which ye all give, la Yahuwah, which ye all give to Jehovah. And here, Lamo'edei Yahweh, the Feast of Jehovah the Seventh, Tabernacles, Sukkot, Huts, Booths. Here we have a reference to Ezra, chapter 3, verse 4, Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 16 to 19, and Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3. Here, Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 39. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, the 7th moon, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye all shall keep a feast, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, a Shabbat. And on the 8th day shall be a Shabbat. And ye all shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice, Lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem, rejoice before Jehovah, your Elohim, true good, true God, 7 days. And ye all shall keep a feast, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, 7 days in the Shana, in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye all shall celebrate, I celebrate it, in the 7th month, the 7th moon. Ye all shall dwell in booths, in huts, 7 days, all that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that Ani, that I made the children of Yisrael, the Benai Yisrael, to dwell in booths, to dwell in huts, when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. And Moses declared to the Bnei Yisrael, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, Mo'edei Yahweh, the appointed times, the appointments, the feasts of
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the
Prophet, blessed, Messiah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here we pick up with Shebi'i Aliyah, with the 7th Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, Sabbath speak. Here, 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. Here we pick up with Shebi'i Aliyah, with the 7th Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, Sabbath speak. Here, 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. We pick up with chapter 24 for the Shebi'i Aliyah, for the 7th Aliyah, the Anaphora, the Hebraic Anaphora. Here, chapter 24, Leviticus, for the Shebi'i. Why daberi Yahuwah el Moshe Leimor. The oil for the light in the holy place in Ha Kodesh. Reference Exodus chapter 25 verse 6. Here, Leviticus chapter 24, first verse for the Shebi'i Aliyah. Why daberi Yahuwah el Moshe Leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Leimor, saying, command the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Israel Lejotch, that they bring to thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually, without the veil of the testimony, in the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. Shall Aaron order it from evening to the morning, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, continually. It shall be a statute forever, forever, in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure menorah, the pure lampstand, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, continually. The shewbread, reference to Exodus chapter 25, verses 23 to verse 30. Here, verse 5. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 5, the shewbread. And thou shalt take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2/10 deals shall be in one cake. And thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table, lifting Yahweh before Jehovah. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial even, an offering made by fire. La Yahuwah, fire to Jehovah. With Natata al ha ma'ereketa le bona zakat. With haita la lechem le azakara ishe la Yahuwah. Every Sabbath, he shall set it in order, lifne Yahuwah, before Jehovah, continually, being taken from the Bnei Yisrael, from the children, the sons of Israel, from the Israelites, by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aharon's ubanal and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy isla set apart to him of the offerings of Jehovah made by fire, by a perpetual statute. We haita le aheronu le banau wa e kalohu be ma om kadosh ki kodesha kodashim hu lo me she Yahuwah chak olam 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 olam. The penalty of blasphemy. The penalty of blasphemy. Here we have the reference to John's Gospel, the Gospel according to Johannes, John chapter 8, verse 59, and John's Gospel chapter 10, verse 31. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, Leviticus 24, here at verse 10. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, and this son of the Israelitish woman, and a man of Yisrael, strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name, blasphemed Hashem, 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 and cursed. And they brought him to Moshe, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of Yahweh, he who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, might be shewed them. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon Rosho, Rasu, his head, his Ras, and let all the congregation, the aggregation, stone him. And thou shalt speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, Yisrael, Jocha, Lemor, saying, whosoever curseth El Hayo, his Elohim Amlaku, his source, shall bear his Chatiat, Chatiato, his Akari, his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name, the Hashem, of the Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth Hashem, the name, 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 shall be put to death. And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. And he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And here we have the Maftir reading. First words of the Maftir, verse 21. Uwa make behema ye shalamena uwa make Adam yumat. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it. And he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. Ye, y'all, shall have one manner of law, of Torah, of direction, of instruction. One manner of law. Ye shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohim, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. And Moshe, Moses, spake to the Bnei Israel, the children, the sons of Israel, Yisrael lejoch, that they should bring forth him that hath cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael lejoch, did as Ekeziah, the Herr, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei, he who be, we be, commanded Moshe, 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 Kibur le'alu, kibur le'dimtsu, kibur le'chaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kibur le'abinu le'melkeinu. Glory be to Einai Father, Einai King. Kibur le'adamawi, chayla selase. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Jesus Christos, in the name of Gitachin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch
Hashem. Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
1. Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayeolam Latei Vatokanu. Baruch Atah Yahweh Notein HaTorah Sheilah.
Shalom, Chaverim, and a Shabuah Tov. Stay tuned. First day service for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadash Arid. The first day service beginning right now. Yes, Raj.